Just one important clarification, which is actually a chidush that's brought down by Rabbi Daniel Frisch in his Sefer Usfartem Lachem. Many of the Sfarim bring down that during the Sfirat HaOmer, during the Birkat Kohanim, that one should say the Lamnaseyah Minginot Mizmor Shir in the Tzura of the Menorah. And the books bring down that that saves a person from a lot of things. It says, Lo yekre lo shum nezek bechol ha-shana kula v'yem matzliach b'ma'asav. It'll protect him from damages, nezek, chas b'shalom, and it'll be matzliach. Now, the poskim will discuss, and they discuss it, really, are you supposed to talk during Birkat Kohanim? Are you really supposed to be saying any pisukim during the Birkat Kohanim? Really, in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to be silent during the Birkat Kohanim, just answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo silently, and amen, out loud. And many of the poskim that wrote this minhag wrote it le'omro kesheshaliach sibur omro b'birkat kohanim. They said clearly you should say le'lam naseya when the hazan is saying birkat kohanim. And that's the way the Ben Ish Chai also brings it down as well. However, Rabbi Frisch found the original sources of this minhag that's brought down in the earlier books. One is the Rukayach, and clearly the Girsa over there is le'omro achar Birkat Kohanim, to say it after Birkat Kohanim. And if he wants to say it like this, Hine matzinu sharbe acharonim, as brought down in Shalmei Sibur, Mo'ed Echol Harif Haim Palachi, Karadat, Shevet Musar, וכל אומר אותו אחר ברכת כהנים בבוקר בשבעה שבועות של ימי הספירה לא יקרה לו שום נזק אלא שחלק יעתיקו לשון זה מספר מנורת זהב טהור מהרש"ל. Some quoted this מנהג from the מהרש"ל וחלק יעתיקו לשון דומה מספר יראת אל לרוקח ולפי שלא ראו את הדברים במקורם. They didn't see it inside בגוף הסוס. They didn't have these books, so they were just copying what they saw from a copy. לכן נפל בדברים טעות. ומצד זה באו לברר לך. However, אכן עתה כשזכינו לספרים הקדמונים האלו, now that we have these books that we see the source of it, הוכיח בפירוש שהגרסה הנכונה היא אחר ברכת כהנים, ולא בשעת ברכת כהנים. So therefore, למעשה, we have to adjust that minhag to do it in the proper way, based on now the revelation of these old ספרים that we're seeing, that one should try to say the למנסיה מגרד ומושיר, after ברכת כהנים is over, during, let's say, when the Hazan is saying Sim Shalom, someone would try to rush through the Lam Naseya B'Tzurat HaMenorah, and the Tu'elet is very great.